Kafka the Musical by Murray Gold, with David Tennant as Franz Kafka.
Dora, if you could hear me, if I could only speak, I would use my last breath to tell you that I love you more than life, more than anything. My daughter. My darling daughter.
Kafka! Kafka! Hey there, Kafka!
What?
Kafka, wake up!
Father, is that you?
Of course it's me. Let us in. It's tipping down.
What? Oh, yes, yes. Father. Mother, what are you doing here?
We're soaked through.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
5 minutes we were out there. Were you sleeping?
I must have dozed off.
At this hour?
I didn't know you were coming. What are you doing here?
I had some business in the city.
Can I get you a drink?
Oh,
no, no.
Well then, can I take your coats at least?
We're not stopping long.
Look, let him take the coats.
Mother.
Franz, hello, my love. How are you?
Yes, yes, yes. Stumbling along.
You look thin. Are you eating?
Of course I am, yes.
No, vegetables? Oh, that's not eating. Hey, tell him what I said to Lionel.
Oh, Herman.
Yeah, he said your boy would make a good rabbi, all alone with his books. Rabbi, I said. Rabbit, more like, the way he eats.
Yes, well, we all have different tastes, Father.
Hey, and you've a lass in your life, I hear. Not before time, either. Yeah, place looks neat and tidy.
Look... Why don't you sit down? You're making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh.
I'd rather stand.
Herman, you're making him uncomfortable.
You need a lass in your life, son. You're too daft to be left on your own.
Yeah, well, thank you. Duly noted. What about you? Have you been...
Oh, we can't complain, can we, love?
No, we're very well. Embarrassingly well.
Not embarrassingly well.
Please, would you not correct me, Herman?
At any rate, I'll get to the point. We're not exactly here just to say hello.
Oh?
No. I have a proposal to make you.
I see.
Sit yourself down. Please.
Very well.
Now, your mother and I have been thinking, Kafka. Now, here's the thing. Now, where's the sense in you pursuing an artistic career when you can't make a good living out of it?
Oh, dear.
But really, where's the sense?
We've been through this so many times. See, I don't believe that a work of art gets its value from the marketplace.
Work of art. Who's talking about art?
I mean art in the general general sense of...
See, as a businessman, if you can't sell it, it means people don't want it. And if they don't want it, where's the use in it? Like a square wheel.
Well, I don't mind if people want it.
Well, there you go. There's that arrogance coming through. The point is you have to mind. Else you don't get fed. Now, that's how it works, see?
You'll wither away, Franz.
You agree with him about this?
I just want to see you happy.
Happy? What is happy? It's a myth. It comes and goes. It's not a perpetual
like
state.
Like I said, I have a proposition.
What is it?
Now, this may come as a surprise to you, but I thought I'd have a read of something you'd written.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, why not? I was on my morning walk when I happened to pass the little bookshop, you know, near the river. Now, I would have walked right by, but something in the window caught my eye. It was a grubby-looking thing, but the name on the cover were clear as day. My name. Kafka.
You bought my book?
Cut price. I'll tell you what, though. You weren't half bad. Even made me laugh, didn't it, love?
Yes, it did.
Hey, remember when you'd lie in bed and I'd call you daft names like Lazy Cockroach? Well, that's where you got the notion, isn't it? Admit it! Well, didn't I say so? I knew he'd make use of me eventually. No, no, don't worry, I won't get the lawyers on you.
So, you read a book, so what?
So, here's the thing. I am to know a local theatrical. A nice man, had a big show in Prague last summer. Now, your mother and I went together. Yeah. Fabulous night, packed it was, the whole run, sold out. Oh, you can make faces, but it takes something that. Sell out at a theatre in these troubled times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyhow, last week, by chance, he came into the shop. I recognised him immediately, so we got chatting. Next thing, your name's come up. He starts asking questions. Everything he wants to know. Where do you live? Who do you live with? How do you dress? Cut to the chase. He's keen.
Keen?
To work with you.
Work on what?
Oh, I don't know. That's your business. I suppose he wants to use your stories as material. It's a chance, Kafka. He knows all the top people. Now, what do you call these chaps? Forgive me. Not the composer. The one who writes the words.
Librettist.
What? Librettist. That's it.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Your show with Grossman. Am I wasting my breath? He's ready to go. Based on your books, A Musical for Our Times, Franz Kafka, writer of such works as blah, 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 joins up with theatrical genius Grossman for an unforgettable night of music and drama.
No, that's not right. No, I'd sooner destroy them. I'd sooner throw them on the pyre.
Don't be so bloody woman-headed. Everything this man touches gets rich. And his body's too a nice man. What a nice, kind, modest man.
Father.
Oh, for heavens, tell him, would you?
Franz, he's right. Grossman's a very nice man and very modest.
Yeah, all right, shush. Now, look, your mother and I won't be around forever. Now, you'll need an income when we're gone, and you're not in the best of health, and who'll look after you?
I don't know. I have my pension.
Well, you can't live off some crummy government handout all your life. This might be your one chance to make a living from your writing. Now, think about it. It's not like I'm asking you to join the army. I've told him you'll be there tomorrow at 6. Now, what have you got to lose?
Everything I've ever kept sacred.
Pish! Don't keep him waiting. He's a busy man. Now, you will be there, won't you? Well?
Thank you, Father.
Good lad. I'll call afterwards, see how it went. Don't get up. We'll see ourselves out. And don't undersell yourself, you hear? Don't undersell yourself!
Herr Grossman's office? Of course, I'll put you through. Herr Grossman's office? Yes, it is. Yes, but we need 2,000 of them. Herr Grossman specifically requested 2,000. Blue. No, they must be blue. Then send them back. I don't care if they've come from Peru. They will have to go back. Thank you. Yes?
I'm here for the meeting with Herr Grossman.
What was it concerning?
He's asked to see me. It's about my books.
Okay. There doesn't seem to be anything in the diary.
Well, I was told he'd be expecting me.
Right, we'll take a seat. No, not that one. Yes. Yes, there's fine. And your name is?
Kafka.
Kafka? Not the Kafka.
Well, yes, actually.
Oh, it is such an honour.
Thank you.
Only yesterday I was eating one of your strudels on the Oderberger Straße.
Ah.
So light and delicious.
No, sorry. You must have confused me with someone else.
You're not Florian Kafka, the pastry chef?
No, I'm Franz Kafka, the Czech writer. I believe Herr Grossman's acquainted with my father, Hermann Kafka.
Okay. And what exactly do you want?
Well, when they met, in the course of their discussions, Herr Grossman discussed with my father the possibility of Possibly adapting some of my stories with a view to...
What do you write about?
Difficult to summarise. I suppose my stories are sort of parables about life.
And are you yourself married, Mr. Katia?
Kafka. Married? No, I'm not.
I'm surprised. You're quite attractive, in a quirky sort of way.
Oh, thank you.
Herr Grossman is terribly clever. He really is quite brilliant. You mustn't let him intimidate you.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes. Is he actually available?
Available? No, not at the minute.
Okay. Well...
You must at least have a girlfriend.
Me? No.
Why not?
Well,
You're shy, aren't you? I can see that. You have a little stammer. It's cute, actually. You need a certain type of woman. Outgoing. Giving. So is it only weddings you write about?
In all honesty, I rarely write about weddings, per se. I tend to concentrate more on.
Excuse me one moment. This is wonderful news, Herr Kafka. We're going to start tomorrow.
Start?
You have the all clear.
What are you talking about?
When he likes something, he doesn't mess about. There's no delay. It's straight down to business. Now, this is your schedule. You'll need to be at the theatre for 9. Please be prompt. A map's attached for your convenience.
I don't understand. Surely I should at least speak with Herr Grossman.
It's not necessary.
Just... To get an idea of his intentions, his plans.
That will all be taken care of.
Well, it's just there's been no creative discussion.
No.
Couldn't I at least...
Herr Castor! You're so thin. You're like a hairy twig. Shall we get something to eat? Like in an hour? I know a lovely little place on Friedrichstrasse.
You want me to eat with you?
Why not? Some duck? Or some chicken? Franz... You have to let Herr Grossman get on and do his job. You won't regret it, I promise.
I understand, but...
Now, here's the address of the restaurant. I've got a few things to tie up here and then I'll be with you. Don't worry about anything. You won't, will you, Franz?
Very well.
Good. You're in excellent hands.
Inflation 2,000,000%. Berliner Morgan's Post, 200 marks. Inflation 2,000,000%.
Is that really the price of the paper?
Yes, sir. Madness, isn't it? Don't know where it's going to end. Like the world's coming apart at the seams. And they're killing people now, you know.
Who are?
Well, that's what happens when people struggle to get by. They get anxious, look for scapegoats, solutions. Before you know it, the streets are thick with the red stuff.
Indeed. Indeed.
A bad business. A bad, bad business.
Berliner Morgan's Post, 100,000 marks. Inflation 2,000,000%. Germany on the brink. Germany on the brink.
What can I get you?
Just a glass of water, thank you.
Coming up.
You worked here long?
Long enough.
Tell me, you ever hear of a Grossman, big theatre producer?
Grossman, sure.
Do you ever see him here?
He lives in one of those big houses on the hill. This isn't his sort of place.
What would be his sort of place?
I don't know. He's a man of particular tastes.
Oh, well, what does that mean?
What it means, glass of water, is I already answered your question, didn't I?
Yes, thank you. Well, I'm about to start working with him, and I just wanted to get a better... picture of what he's like.
What he's like? What's anyone like? Arms, legs, head? I'll tell you one thing, though. He tips well.
But I thought you said that he...
Hans? Yeah, sure. Yeah. You Kafka?
Yes.
Telephone.
For me? Kafka?
So, I hear it went well.
Father?
He's delighted.
Who told you so?
Well, Grossman did, of course.
When?
Well, just now. He's taking quite a shine. Listen, he asked me to ask you something. You don't have to say yes immediately. He wants to know, how would you like to be in the show?
What?
I know. Actually appear in it. A proper job. Hey, you must have impressed him.
But we didn't meet.
What's that?
I said we didn't.
Where are you? It's a bloody racket. Anyhow, what he said was, you're exactly the type of person he's looking for to play you.
Father, listen to me. I can't...
Don't start with your I'm not good enough routine. If Grossman thinks you're up to it, who are you to argue?
I am. I am precisely the person to argue because I know what's inside me, personally, better than he does.
You ungrateful sponge.
Yeah, well, for which I'm grateful, but I...
Guy, you're too much of a pushover. You do as you're told and stand up for yourself.
What?
I said stand up for yourself.
I know what you said. It's just...
Your mother wants a word. Keep it brief. It's costing me a fortune.
France, sweetheart, your father's told me the news. This is such a wonderful opportunity. And you deserve it. We're all so looking forward to being there on opening night. My boy, on the stage.
Thank you, Mother. I just...
Yes, Franz, there is one thing. I've heard some terrible rumours about Grossman. No,
what? What have you heard?
No, you...
I just told you. No, where were
we? She was saying something about...
Kafka is a fine man. Don't listen to her. He gives to charity. He looks you in the eye.
What did she mean? What did she mean? She just said...
Oh, she doesn't know what she's talking about half the time. Whatever you hear, ignore it. People get very jealous of success. Very jealous indeed.
But, Father...
Bad news.
What?
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, no. I didn't... No, you were there.
Sounded serious. Was that your father?
No. Yes.
Something about Herr Grossman?
No. Nothing.
Oh, well. What are you going to eat? I'm ravenous.
Oh, I didn't look at the menu. I think a bowl of potatoes. Do they serve potatoes?
That's all?
I'm a vegetarian.
Who only eats potatoes?
Oh, no. No, I mean, I eat all sorts of... vegetables. I feel very close to living things, living creatures.
Do you?
Yes. I feel very connected. The world teems with life. Everything just needs its quiet corner to survive in. Its quiet corner.
Listen, Frank. I can see you're tense. I understand that. Let me get you a drink. Is that vodka?
Just water.
Hans! A large vodka for Herr Kafka?
Oh, no, I really,
Here. Hold my hand. Can you feel that?
What? What am I supposed to be feeling?
I'm sending you good things. Only good things.
Thank you.
You're troubled, but somehow wise. Does the wise part come from the troubled part? Don't answer that. But really... You have nothing to fear. When we start rehearsals tomorrow, be yourself. How's your singing? He likes you very much. He was watching through the keyhole. He says you have grace. It's not a problem. You can sing, speak if necessary.
Why was he watching me?
He watches everyone. I'll tell you something I've noticed, though. You let your father push you around. When you were 14, you should have just punched him hard in the face. You didn't, did you? See, he's the type of man who notices he hasn't been punched, so he sat on you, like you're his bony little cushion. And now you've developed this impossible cushion morality you can't live with. The morality of the sat upon. What's happened to your warrior?
That's...
Perceptive? I'm quite a perceptive person, you know. I can also see that you're attracted to me. Somehow disgusted by that.
Not at all.
It's all right. A lot of men have the same problem. Don't make it a moral thing. Not everything is. It's just a feeling you have. Should we do something about it? I'm leaning towards the duck.
I just...
I just feel... The mole, let's say, that poor blind creature who lives deep under the soil, that mole has a fixed idea of when he's under attack. He hears it. He smells it. We, in this supposedly civilized world, perhaps we no longer have predators. Perhaps nothing follows us home and threatens us, but the fear lingers. The predator has gone, but we keep the fear inside us.
You lost me, sweetie. Moles, predators. What's the subject here?
Well,
something's coming to ravage you. Is that it?
All of us.
Wow. Wish it would hurry up and get here. I very much enjoy being ravaged. What's the matter?
I should get home.
Already?
I have a million faults. I am deficient in every way. I find you entrancing and intoxicating, but really...
You don't want to come to my house, then? I don't want to marry you.
How far do you live?
A taxi ride.
All right, then I'll come. Thank you. So is it a musical, a play? What is it?
Oh, can we talk about this later?
Sorry. It's just...
Oh, don't be in your head all the time. Move with me. Move with me. Ah, that's it.
Elena.
Yes. Yes. Grossman. What are you doing?
You called me Grossman.
So what?
So what?
Yes, what's the big deal?
I'd better go.
Oh, don't be that way.
Is Grossman your lover?
Not at all.
I don't believe you.
Why? You think all women are liars? Misogynist.
Why did you just say his name as we were making love?
Why?
Yes.
Well, don't you think it would be odd if I didn't say my husband's name while I was making love?
Your husband?
Well, who did you think these clothes belonged to?
But these are women's clothes.
Kafka, Grossman is a complicated man. But believe me, I'm not betraying him. He understands me better than anyone I've ever met. Have you ever felt perfectly understood?
No, I don't suppose I have.
It's a wonderful thing. It lightens the load. You should try and find someone who understands you. You seem very alone.
I find it rather difficult to find somebody.
How old are you?
40.
40? And you've never even been close, have you?
There was someone. Once. We were engaged. Twice.
You ran away. She wasn't good enough. No one will be. Do you use prostitutes?
For goodness sake.
Of course you do. All the young men do. Although you're not so young anymore.
Is he coming back, your husband?
Oh, you don't need to jump out of the window if that's what you were thinking.
Why didn't you tell me you were married?
Sweetie, you didn't ask.
You had no ring.
Were you interested?
For how long?
6 months. We have different needs, he and I. We are completely unalike. That's how it works.
What are your needs, Milena?
Come back to bed.
I should really go.
Oh, morality of the sat upon.
What?
Should. Really ought to. Better had.
You're laughing at me.
You didn't want a family.
I have a family.
I meant one of your own.
More people who didn't ask to be here.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
It doesn't seem to have happened. I move forward, but somehow I stay where I am. One day, perhaps, life will begin.
Perhaps you have to help it along.
Perhaps.
God gives us nuts, but we have to open them.
Thank you, Milena.
Franz, one thing. Ignore everything you hear about my husband. He's greatly misunderstood. Promise you'll try and keep an open mind.
Very well. I'll try.
Thank you, dear Kafka. I'll be thinking of you tomorrow. Good luck with the rehearsals. I know you'll be a great success.
Dora. My Dora. to the end of time, I would follow you. Across water. Over mountains. Dora. Oh. My Dora.
Kafka, open up.
Who is it?
Nobody.
What do you want?
You here, Kafka?
I am.
I'm here to give you a warning.
Who are you?
You know a fella called Grossman?
No.
Are you lying to us, Herr Kafka?
What's this about?
You're sleeping with his wife.
I didn't know she was married.
Whether you knew or not, you'll be suspected of his murder.
Grossman's dead.
Hmm. So you do know him?
No.
Grossman has many enemies, Kafka. Your fingerprints are all over his house.
What's happened to him?
Nothing. Yet?
Yet?
We work in the field of reasonable assumption.
You think something will happen to him?
When you consider what he's done, yes.
What has he done?
I can't tell you that.
So you're saying he's guilty of something, but you can't tell me what it is.
The point, Kafka, is not Herr Grossman's guilt or otherwise. The point is that you are implicated.
In what? What am I implicated in? Wait, where are you going?
I have to file my report.
Report?
Confirming that you acted suspiciously when questioned about the crime.
Suspiciously? How?
By denying the charges against you.
Charges? What charges?
We haven't decided yet.
Who are you?
Good day, Herr Kafka.
Who are you?
It's Kafka. Mr. Kafka, may I come in?
A dream. Thank God, a dream. Decent. Yes, come in.
Sorry, I wanted to introduce myself. I'm the assistant stage manager. I work for Herr Grossman. I'm so sorry we're late.
Not at all, not at all. Oh, I must have dozed off. What time is it?
11. We've had a terrible morning. Herr Grossman's been taken ill.
What? What's the matter with him?
I don't know. Apparently it's his lungs.
Is he all right? Is it going to be all right, I mean?
Well, I think so. It's just the timing.
So, what do we do?
We carry on as planned. He's given me a big list of things to do. I'll be his eyes and ears. Of course you're familiar with Herr Grossman's working methods.
I'm not familiar with anything.
Oh?
I came to the theatre at 8:15, as arranged, and since then I've sat here alone, with nothing but bad dreams for company.
Oh, Herr Kafka, I'm so sorry. We all met in the cafe down the road.
Didn't the doorman tell you I was here?
Oh, no, he wouldn't. I shouldn't laugh. It's very sad. He lost his wife recently, right out of the blue. Since then, he stopped speaking.
He doesn't say anything.
Not a peep. I look at him and think, why would anyone ever love anything when it's so painful?
Well, yes, that's a question. But what do we do about all this? This is supposed to be rehearsal day one. It's all a bit shambolic. I'm quite anxious.
Of course. Of course.
I've a terrible throat. It's very dry down here. What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Herr Kafka. I didn't want Herr Grossman to get ill. I didn't mean for you to be left alone in your dressing room. It's been a wretched day. I'm just trying to get through.
Shh.
I know.
Okay. All right,
I know you're terribly important, and I'm just the assistant stage manager.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
I just want to do the right thing. And I forgot the doorman wouldn't pass on where we were.
It's not your fault.
All I know is my daughter's at home on her own, and I'm dreading she'll tumble out of the window.
How old is she?
3. She has a cleft palate.
She's alone in the house.
Oh, it's easy for you to point the finger.
Oh.
I can't bring her here, can I? And yet I have to feed her. And there's inflation every day. You know, yesterday I stood in line at the bakery and the price of bread doubled before I was even served. It's impossible. We're on the rack. The world has us on the rack because of some lousy war. Did we start the war? Our Kaiser started the war. We ordinary Germans pay the price. I don't know how it'll end. Herr Kafka, I'm sorry, but I don't.
Yeah, yeah, dry your eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Everything will be all right, don't worry.
You say that without any conviction at all.
Well, I'm sorry I sound that way.
It's okay. I should grow up. I'm already 21. I have a child, and it's not about me anymore. Would you mind, as we're behind, could we rehearse your first scene?
Of course. Do you have a script?
Did you not bring yours?
I've never had one.
Never?
I haven't even met Herr Grossman.
But how? It's your work.
I know. It sounds impossible, and yet
but
it's true.
But you've spoken to
him. No. I've heard him through a door. And in all honesty, he didn't sound very sick to me.
Well, he became sick in the night.
Oh, I'm sure. It's just... I, actually, have a chronic lung condition myself. And
thank you for your comments, Herr Kafka. I shall pass them to Herr Grossman.
No, I'm just saying.
You said you didn't see him yesterday.
That's right.
If you had, you'd have seen an unsightly rash across his whole face.
I didn't know about that.
No. If you don't mind me saying, sir, you're quite distrustful.
Right. Well, look, I feel we've got off on the wrong foot. Please, I apologise. What's your name?
Felice.
Felice. Really? It's a nice name.
Thank you.
I once knew a Felice.
Yes, sir. I know, sir.
How did you know that?
Ed Grossman told me.
Really?
Yes, sir. You almost married her. A long time ago, you were twice engaged.
Yes, I was.
Well, what happened, sir?
Well, I suppose I backed off.
She must have been terribly hurt.
At the time, I suppose so. Anyway, she's found someone else now.
I don't suppose she ever did recover, though, not really.
Why'd you say that?
I just don't think people do. They get on with other things, but deep down they're left wondering how it might have turned out differently. If the person they loved had loved them back.
I used to write to her every day.
Then one day you decided to write to someone else instead.
But she was vital. Real, full of kindness.
But none of that makes it sound like you wanted her very much. Dora, on the other hand.
Excuse me?
Dora.
Dora?
Herr Grossman says this show is very romantic. He says, if you'll permit me, what he wants to bring out is the love between you and Dora. Dora obviously being Kafka's last lover. That's the headline note. He basically sees him as a romantic figure. Not the tortured soul you'd expect. He's underlined that 3 times. Romantic. Let me read you this here, top of 207. And in the final days of his life, at the age of 40, whilst living in Berlin with this wonderful, vivacious young woman, Dora... Finally, he frees himself from the inhibitions that have paralysed him for 4 decades and allows himself to love. Allows himself to love, he's underlined that, with all the generosity of spirit that is the gift of declining health. He loves the young Jewish-Polish girl, Dora, with a passion that's altogether absent from his earlier attachments. Well, Felice missed out on that, and he's written a note here. What is it about Dora? Or what is it about Kafka that allows this love, above all, to blossom? Reading on. Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium, whither he is transported. Whither? Finally, at the inexpensive sanatorium, whither he is transported, Kafka runs into the rain, fills up his gasping, aching lungs and sings. He sings gloriously an unfettered love song to the one true love of his short, often unhappy life. And in the minutes before tuberculosis consumes and kills him, he learns at last to sing, to fly and to love. Oh, my God. Isn't it amazing? It's classic Grossman. That's why he's a genius. He does it every time. He finds a way of wrecking you. Are you all right here, Kafka?
Yes. Goodness. Wasn't prepared for that. It's very strong.
You're weeping.
Am I? So I am. Well, good writing should have that effect. It should be strong. It should break us apart. Little, fracturous. But I confess, I hadn't expected it from Herr Grossman.
Mm. I said he was clever. I said so, didn't I?
Yes, yes, you did.
What's the matter?
Nothing. No, nothing's the matter. I'm absolutely fine.
Well, you've gone awfully pale, Herr Kafka. Don't you want to sit down?
The thing is...
What?
I don't know if I can do this.
Why not? Of course you can!
But it's a mountain. 3 weeks until we open. We haven't started. This is difficult. You need a better man than me. Yes, you do. Is it too late to replace me?
Well, why would we replace you? Herr Grossman thinks you're perfect.
When my lungs are so weak, I can't sing. How can I be perfect? Yes, there are similarities between myself and this character I'm playing. But other than that, I'm far from perfect. I'm quite an odd choice, in fact. An oddity. A frightened, lonely oddity. That's what I am.
No, we'll help you. Wait till you see her. Oh, Dora, she's wonderful. Just what you'd imagine. Beautiful and radiant.
It's all about Dora. I should never have let this happen. My father was right. I don't stand up for myself. I should have put my foot down. What was I thinking?
What are you saying?
I should never have agreed to this show.
But you were moved to tears. I saw you.
Oh, no, but that was...
What?
That was... I don't know. Anyhow, I'm going to leave now.
No, please, you can't leave.
But I must. I must go. I can't go. I'm trying to go.
Are you all right?
You don't need to keep asking if I'm all right. I'm perfectly all right. It's just, for some reason, my legs won't carry me out the door. Well, no matter. I'm sure it'll pass. I'll sit here till they work again.
Oh, hey, Kafka, I don't like this. I'm going. Go to fetch
them. There's no need, Felice. I'll wait here. When I can walk again, I'll leave. Somehow, I just feel so sluggish.
I won't be long. I'm going to find someone. Don't panic, Herr Kafka. Everything will be all right.
I'm not panicking. I'm quite calm. Quite calm.
Oh,
I'm quite calm.
What's going on? Where's she going?
Father, nice to see you.
They're telling me you've quit.
Not at all.
They're saying you're refusing to get on with it.
Well, yes and no.
Are you out of your mind?
Well,
what are you doing? Why are you sitting there all stiff?
As a matter of fact, I'm finding it hard to move.
Hard to move?
Yes, I was going to move, but I can't, so I'm waiting for it to wear off. It's my body it does that. What are you doing here?
Do you understand how much Grossman's invested in this show?
I'm sure it's a tidy amount.
He owes a lot of money.
Well, what's money, anyhow?
3 weeks before it opens. What are you doing, sat there like a cockroach?
Slug.
What?
I'm sat here more like a slug, in fact.
I struggle to understand you, Kafka. I really do.
Do you struggle?
I do. Well, look at you. 40 years. Oh, do you know where I was at 40?
A runaway success.
Yeah, precisely that. A runaway success. Thank you. And here you are, not even off the blocks.
I suppose my blocks must have been more sticky.
Sticky? What? It's not like you're being asked to do anything difficult. Sing a few notes, speak a few lines. Do you know how miserable people's lives are?
Father, I'm stuck here. My legs are frozen solid, so I can't leave. But I would dearly appreciate some compassion.
I expected better, that's all.
You've never let me doubt it. Remember when you left me in the rain? When I was afraid at night? When I was crying in my room? You put me outside and shut the door?
It wasn't raining.
Well, actually, it was. And also, the fact it was raining is only a detail in that little episode.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right. The truth belongs to you, not me.
You remember things the way you choose to.
So you didn't.
put a terrified child outside in the rain.
I don't know what you're blathering about. You've done well out of me. Books published, a reputation, and for this I get abuse.
I'm not abusing you, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, look, I've said my piece. You'll do what you like anyway, always were an obstinate child, but Kafka, I implore you, think of your mother. She was so excited about this show. Well, it's not like you've given her much to cheer down the years.
No. Ah, well, alas.
Do the right thing, lad. I know you will.
Franz, I hope you're not making a nuisance of yourself.
Dora! Dora, thank goodness, when did you arrive? Oh, look at that. The minute you get here, I can move again.
I came as soon as I could. I heard you weren't well.
Me? No, I'm fine now. Now you're here. My tuberculosis is completely under control. I'm full of energy. Oh, you are beautiful.
Oh, Franz. Oh, but you're so thin. Have you been eating?
I never stop eating. Dora, I've got myself tangled up with this wretched show. I thought with my books selling so badly, I thought I'd try and make a little money for us, for the future, but I fear I'm out of my depth.
Franz, you silly bear. You know we could survive anything together.
Even poverty.
Why even talk about poverty? Why should we be poor? I can work. All day and all night if I have to. Look at me, I'm a mule. That's how we're made in Poland.
You're an angel.
Oh, my little furrowed forehead. Look, I've been to the market. You won't believe it. I found candles. Here, aren't they perfect? They're so thick and sturdy you'll be able to write for weeks.
How did you manage that?
If you know where to look, you can work around the shortages. And see here, honey.
You found honey?
Take a spoonful now for your throat. How is your throat?
I barely notice it hurts.
But it hurts?
No. Oh. I don't deserve you.
Contrary to what you think, everyone deserves somebody, including you.
I was starting to think I couldn't love anybody.
You? Oh, I never knew a man with more love in his heart.
Really?
You're in love with everything. True, you're not always forthcoming about it, but still, it's in your looks. And it's 10 times more precious when you keep it so hidden.
Where are you going?
I have some more shopping to do. The prices, honestly, people are hoarding. There's a madness in the air, Franz. I don't like it. And you know, they're making a lot of arrests. It's dangerous at night. It's like every lunatic is crawling up out of the drains.
Please, Dora, I beg of you, keep out of harm's way.
Nothing's going to happen to me.
Promise you won't be long, please.
Franz, you look like you've seen a ghost.
I think I must sometimes haunt myself.
Yes, that's just what you do. You haunt yourself. I won't be long. Promise. I must go before the shop's shut.
Dora.
And don't misbehave!
Dora.
Thank you. Thank you, lovely scene. We'll work on the songs tomorrow. That's it for today.
Franz, you did it. That was wonderful. Wonderful work. The way you reacted when Dora came in, it was so heartbreaking and moving. Well, you look great together. I totally bought into the romantic side of the story. How did you feel about it?
I wasn't acting.
I know, it was so natural.
No. I mean,
Mr. Kafka?
I need to see Grossman.
You're so pale.
I must see Grossman.
Mr. Kafka?
Now. I have to see Grossman. Now.
Milena?
Kafka, what are you doing here? I was just wrapping up. You want to get a drink?
No, I don't. I'm looking for your husband.
Suddenly everyone's looking for my husband. 2 men came in earlier, said they wanted to speak to him.
What 2 men?
I don't know. They made me nervous. What's the matter with you? You're shaking.
Where is he?
Come, let's go outside and talk.
No, we'll talk right here. I demand to see Herr Grossman. Where is he?
He's not well.
I don't care. If I can't see him, it's over. It's finished. The show will have to be cancelled.
But I heard you had a great day. I heard you were
fantastic. I'll ask again, where is your husband?
Well, someone's found his warrior.
Milena.
All right. I'll take you to him.
You will?
Follow me.
Thank you.
Honestly, sweet, you do work yourself into a lava. You'll not live long like that.
Is he in his office?
No. You have to remember he has very specific needs.
Yes, yes, so you said. Where are we going?
We need to take the elevator down.
I thought we were already on the ground floor.
We are. After you.
Yeah, I see. I suppose he has a private office where he can be completely alone. Space is important to a thinker. I suppose he hates interruptions, I know I do. That's why I write at night. Well, it's getting harder these days. Just finding enough light, what with the cost of paraffin. Dora brought me some candles. Dora. What would I do without her? Grossman's right, she's the love of my life. That beautiful incandescent soul. She's a candle. My Dora. The brightest candle that ever burned.
My husband's such a sweetie. He can't live without applause and approval. He's like a child. He needs people to love him. It's like oxygen to him. He's such a dreamer, always stuck in his head. Nothing brings him back down to earth like a small measure of pain. Only thing I can trust, he says.
The only thing he can trust?
I live in a world of mirrors. Pain is the only thing I can trust. He likes saying that.
What are they doing to him?
He has dark thoughts. He hates having dark thoughts. He says people don't pay money on a Saturday night for dark thoughts. He thinks they're a private matter. He gets rid of them all down here. It's a sort of purging, I suppose. He says he suffers so his audience doesn't have to. Whatever.
Oh, this is ghastly.
He comes out quite jolly. Runs out with a big smile on his face. Don't you, my dear? You're a different sort of man, Kafka. You don't put a smiling face on everything. You share what you see. I think that's more honest somehow. After all, this world has its dark corners.
Why does he cover his face?
To protect him from prying eyes. Oh, the newspapers would love to get a photo of him here. Can you imagine? He has many enemies.
Why? Who? Who were those two men? I dreamt about them. I dreamt about him. Who were they?
Franz is all right. Nothing's going to happen. He's always getting these threats because he sees through everybody. The politicians and their soothing empty words. They all despise him. They'd all be happy if he disappeared. But he continues. Barks worse than their bite, he says. Go, speak to him.
I don't think I have anything to say. Can we go, please?
He loves you, Franz. He says that you are him, but with far greater talent. He says reading your books is like staring at a terrible truth that scorches you inside, and that all you can do to protect yourself is laugh.
Well, then perhaps I understand him a little too. And perhaps the feeling I had today owed something to being understood myself. And the overwhelmingly uncommon sensation of not being alone.
What about the show?
Milena, I've been waiting all my life for my life to begin. But I've never got far enough from the shore that I could not turn back. The whole point of life is to be far enough away that turning back is impossible.
Then you'll do it.
I must. The show must be performed. Grossman has revealed things about me I did not know myself. I want it to be a success. For Grossman. For my father.
And for yourself, Franz.
Yes. For me too, Milena. For me too. At last.
Up and you run, but the strangers won't let you go, because in spite of your denial they drag you to your trial, because they know the things you've thought. Your legs have decomposed, still you have a thousand toes. What can you do? You're lying in your slime, remembering a time.
You say payback for a crime.
Someone's banging at the door. Strangers!
Eyes, girls, eyes!
When you go to bed and you wake up for a job that isn't there, still you step out in the snow, wondering which way you should go. But you don't know, when you meet a girl you like and she takes you to her home,
but you find you're not alone.
Strangers.
Okay, stop. What's the matter? We're opening tonight. We have to be sharp. Quickly, let's reset. Kafka and the Menacing Men. Beginning of Act 3. Kafka sleeps, banging on a door. Let's go. Tuberculosis. Remember breathing.
Kafka! Open up! Kafka! Are you in there?
What's going on? Who are you? What are you doing in my bedroom?
Nice view you got here. Nice scenery. Been here long?
Not too long, no.
Thought not. Mind if we come in?
You already have.
I'll take that as a yes. We wanted to ask you some questions.
Are you policemen?
Yes and no.
Either you are or you aren't.
Then we're definitely not.
I see.
I believe you know a man called Grossman.
What of it?
Can you describe the exact nature of your relationship?
He's an acquaintance.
Was.
What's happened to him?
You best get dressed, sir.
Where are you taking me?
You won't need your comb where you're going, Herr Kafka.
Who are you? I know my rights. You can't just walk in here and take me away. You can't take me away.
Come with me. Don't resist. Out the door, that's all we insist. Don't speak of right. Don't speak at all. Don't ask when, why, what, or wherefore. You've been arrested, you've been detained. There must be a reason or we wouldn't have came. So get out of bed, do like I said. This is us nice, but we can be nasty instead.
No!
And straight through, please. Kafka and Dora, out of the nightmare.
You can't just take me away.
The music slowly fades.
Friends?
Yeah, you can't just take me away.
Franz, it's all right.
You can't just take me away.
You had a bad dream, that's all.
Dora.
Sound of music fades dreamily into the sound of a clock.
Yes.
My Dora. Don't ever leave me.
I won't leave you.
They're coming.
Nobody's coming. You're here, with me. You scared yourself in your sleep. You're very hot.
They're coming. It's no good here. The poison's in my bones.
What poison, Franz?
The poison of Europe.
Can you imagine leaving Germany?
But where would we go?
To Palestine.
You would do that?
With you, yes.
How would we live?
We can do anything. We could open a restaurant. Just a small one. I have some money put by. Not much, but enough to keep us going a while.
A restaurant?
Why not? You could cook. People would come from miles around. It would be the most wonderful restaurant in the world.
And what would you do?
I'd wait tables.
You?
You can't imagine. It would give me the most extraordinary pleasure to bring your food to a table. You don't think I could wait tables?
Of course I think you could wait tables. I'd like that, Franz.
There's something building here. There's something coming. It's not the sort of place you can raise children.
You want a family now.
I don't remember saying I didn't.
But I thought...
I would want them to be happy. I would insist they were happy.
But, Franz, don't you think perhaps you need to feel the way you do here, for your work? Perhaps these strong feelings feed your imagination.
Stuff my imagination. I've had enough of it. If I could flick a switch, I'd turn it off just like that.
Really?
Of course. The only reason I write is so I have something to read you when you get home.
But you need to write.
Writing is like prayer to me. And my prayers have been answered.
It breaks my tender heart, but I won't show it. He doesn't know how ill he is. He speaks of prayer, but I pray every day.
Stages of consumption. There is one last blissful eruption of the imagination. And they say, in those moments, all the beauty of a woman is magnified tenfold.
You're not in those final stages, friends.
No. When I see your face, I think that I must be.
Oh, my dear. Go to sleep. Go to sleep and dream sweetly. Sleep and dream, my love. Sleep and dream. Dream of freedom and joy, freedom and joy, freedom.
All right. Beautiful, lovely. Thank you. Well, that's it. We've got about 2 hours till curtain. Eat something light, if you can. Break a leg. Great work.
Mr. Kafka? Everything okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be great. You've come so far.
And you too, Felice.
I think this has been good for both of us.
Yes.
The day we met, you were inexperienced and anxious, and now you seem poised and assured.
Thank you, Mr. Kafka.
Do you remember what you said that first day? How people never forget their failed loves, how they somehow accept the failure, but live in regret.
Yes. Mm.
For some reason, those words clung like cobwebs around my heart. I don't know why, I'm just so sad. And I don't know what's causing it.
I'm so sorry.
Does it matter awfully if we leave no trace?
Trace?
That I'm here, alive, I mean. Does it matter?
What I think is you should just try and enjoy the show tonight, Mr. Kafka.
Understood. Any word from Herr Grossman?
No.
But he's definitely coming, is he?
He wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yes?
Are we allowed in? Or are you too grand for the likes of us these days?
Father, mother, come in, come in.
Oh, thank you. Hey, heck, it's busy out there. Hey, and what a doorman. Surly bugger. What's the matter with him? Is he a mute?
Jack, he doesn't speak.
All right. Jack, the silent doorman. Hey, that could be your next story. I want half the fee. Hey, it's an heck of a crowd. Didn't I say it would be? Kafka, you've made us both proud.
It was so proud.
I hope you feel the same way after the show.
Even if you make a complete mess of it.
You're too kind, Father.
Terrible news, wasn't it, about your friend?
Oh, he doesn't want to talk about that. He's about to start the show.
What? What happened?
Nothing. She doesn't know when to keep her mouth shut.
What are you talking about? Something happened to Grossman.
Dismiss the thought, Kafka. Dismiss it, I tell you. There's something more important I need to get off my chest.
But
will you listen to me for a moment?
Come on.
Well, it's not easy. Sell a pot to a Chinaman, no trouble. But, well, unburden my heart, etc. I know you and I have had our differences. Now, I'd like to think that were the way with all sons and fathers. Fact is, I was raised in a certain style, and I had my way of doing things. I don't want to come over all sentimental, but end of the day, we're not here long, are we? And sometimes it's a good thing to make certain you've said what you've needed, and, well, I don't feel I have. Not by a long chalk. And now you're... Well, I'll miss you when you're gone, Kafka. For all your eccentricities. No, I'll not weep. A man should be strong. And, well, I'm not exactly the philosophical type, but still it seems to me we're through this life too quickly. That's my observation. And, well, in a nutshell... I were raised to be tough, I were raised to be strong. I never even doubted, never thought I could be wrong. But seeing you here, my only son and heir, the furrows in your head from worry make me want to share.
Hang on, wait, Father.
No, son, hear me out.
I have been a brutal man, I have played a brutal role, but still you must believe I don't have a brutal soul. And when all is said and done, I'm still your dad, and from my loins you sprang, my son.
Father, that was very nice. Did you write it yourself?
Write what?
The song.
Franz? Hmm? The doctor's here to see you.
Which doctor?
Well, we'd best be going, lad. Your mother's looking tired. It's all too much for her. We'd best get an early night.
Franz, I'm sorry.
The show, you're here for the show.
Doctor, put this towards hospital funds.
You'll do what you can for him, I know.
Thank you, Herr Kafka. Most generous.
Where are you going?
So, Herr Kafka, you're suffering from stage fright.
Stage fright? Not at all. Where are they going?
And you're in complete denial about it.
That's completely untrue.
In denial. Here, I want you to take one of these.
What is it?
It's a mild sedative. Unfortunately, it might give you a sore throat and prevent you from talking.
Then why on earth would I take it?
It's the only cure we have.
I don't need a cure. There's nothing the matter with me.
Not according to Herr Grossman.
Grossman? What's Grossman got to do with this?
He said you hear people singing around you. They break into song for no reason.
That's absolute rubbish. Those are not my symptoms at all.
I see. So why did your wife send for me?
Wife? I don't have a wife. I've never had a wife.
Forgive me. Why did Miss Diamant send for me?
Dora, she didn't. You came into my dressing room.
But this is your apartment, Herr Kafka. Look.
Oh, quite so. I was mistaken.
Swallow this. It'll help with your anxiety.
I don't have anxiety, except as appropriate to what's happening around me.
And what is happening around you?
Something menacing. I can feel it. I don't know what you're doing here.
Does that make you happy?
Knowing the truth makes me happy.
What you call the truth is a delusion. There is no truth except the truth that is upheld by force.
Excuse?
Truth is in the eye of the victorious, Herr Kafka. Tomorrow's truth will be enforced by a legion of patriots. We will tear up the history books and we will inscribe the will of the people on the flesh of our enemies.
Dora! Dora!
Can't you help him, Doctor? He's in terrible pain. He's trying to say something. If only he could speak. Can't you give him something to help him speak?
I'm trying, but he won't swallow. When did the problems with the breathing start?
Just this morning. I gave him honey and hot water, then I called you.
And you say there was blood in his saliva?
Yes.
When did he last eat?
I don't know. Yesterday afternoon.
He seems very thin.
He's always very thin.
When did he last eat meat?
He's a vegetarian.
Ah, I see. Miss Diamant, consumption is a very difficult disease to treat. It is very resistant. It sits inside and devours everything. It consumes from the inside. That's where it gets its name.
Everything consumes him from the inside.
Yes. Well, at this point, my best advice would be to get him out of here as quickly as possible.
And take him where?
The air's not good. It's too dry. He will die if he stays. There's a sanatorium near Vienna, in Kehrling. I think it would suit him. It's very clean, very professional. But, Miss Diamant, I should warn you. He might not survive the journey.
He must survive. He hasn't finished here. He has so much still to do. He's strong.
It is one of life's great tragedies that we are not always permitted the time to which we think we are entitled. Give me one more hour. Give me one more day. I need one more week. Please let me stay. Give me one more month. Give me one more year. Let me live my life again. Let me live it with you.
Dora!
Franz!
Milena! What are you doing here? You have to help me. I'm very frightened.
Then you've heard the news?
What news?
They came in the night. You're in great danger.
Who came?
Two men. For Grossman. They took him away. They mean to have you charged.
Me? Charged? But I'm just a writer.
They want to burn your books, Franz.
Burn? Why? Who?
They say they're degenerate, unpatriotic, godless. They're coming here, to the theatre. You must leave.
But the show's about to start.
What's more important, the show or your life?
The show, Milena. Always the show.
Franz.
You are so much more like my husband than you'll ever know. Kiss me.
What?
One last time. Kiss me.
Milena.
You warned us all. Like the dark prophet you are. Beware the prophets.
I'm just a writer. I write because I have to. I'm not a prophet. I'm a retired insurance clerk. I barely even sold a book. I'm an unmarried failure.
Two sharp knocks at the door. Two sharp shots in the night. One for your body and one for your soul. Two men came in the night.
Yes? Come in. Oh, Jack, it's you. That's your name, isn't it? Jack, the silent doorman. I suppose that's my 5-minute call then, isn't it? Well, Milena, wish me luck. I'm going to... Oh, well, she's gone too. I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation. Everything has a reasonable explanation, doesn't it, Jack? Or perhaps it doesn't. Yeah, why don't you sit down? No? Well, suit yourself. So quiet suddenly. You'd never know there were 3,000 people out there in the auditorium. It's completely sold out, I'm told. How long's it been then? Since she died? I suppose you're still grieving. Is that what it is? The silence. Must be nice to do away with words. Words are misleading. I don't trust them. Not at all. Perhaps that's why I'm a writer. Words are weapons. Felice said I don't trust anything. That's probably true. You must have loved her very much. That must be painful, to watch her go. I'm feeling a little lightheaded, actually. I haven't got a sore throat. That's not good, is it? Not an opening night. Need to get the energy up. It's so cold. These days, I'm feeling more and more like dropping to the ground and wriggling into it. Well, then. 8 o'clock. Wish me luck, my friend. Wish me luck. I'll give it my best. What more can I do than that?
So much more lively. The doctor was right. Getting you out of the city was the best thing we could do.
Oh, Dora, the open road with you. Can't remember a day when trouble sat so lightly on my shoulders.
It's like we have our own private train. I feel royal.
What happens if we come off the road?
We fall and we fall through the meadows.
We must be near Dresden, close to the River Elbe, I'd say.
Have you been here before?
I've never been anywhere before. Leaving home took the best part of a life.
Home is everywhere for me. I carry it about inside.
That's because you're a special kind of back-to-front tortoise.
Franz, why do people say your stories are so bleak?
Who says so?
Max. He says they're brilliant but hopeless and you need a strong stomach to read them.
And what do you think?
You know I think they're the funniest things ever. I laugh wildly, and then I think, this is us. Not me or you, but us. And yes, we all live under the yoke of something far more terrible than it's possible to describe, whatever that is. But it's exactly that helplessness that breeds love and humility, because here we all are, prey to the same power.
Here we all are.
Yes. And those sentences you write, where they start so happy and buoyant, and along comes a comma, and three more words, and those last three words send the sentence crashing into a wall. But then another sentence, and hope, and then crash.
I'm afraid you've rather seen through me, my dear.
Do you do it on purpose?
I just try to write what is true, which I find rather difficult, and that's probably why I've never completed anything.
Do you really think it's all incomplete?
Mostly, yes. It's a slippery thing. Truth, slippery and shy, and infinitely disdainful of our efforts to catch it.
I think truth is a savage beast, and you're far too sweet and kind to catch it. I never even saw you hurt a fly. You need to beat truth with the back of an axe.
The back, no less.
Well, then you stamp on it and kick it. That's how you get truth down.
Dora, I am hopeful that when we arrive in Keeling, I will receive good news from your father and that he will consent to our being married, and that I might, with your help, recover enough to write a few more of those little sentences you find so amusing.
You will, Franz. I promise you will. Everything will be all right. I can hardly even hear it in your lungs.
You are so extraordinarily beautiful. Suddenly so beautiful. Breathtaking.
Franz.
I'll stick him outside and he won't cry.
Herman, no.
Yeah, it's all right. It'll toughen him up.
But he's just a child.
You're too soft, woman.
Oh, Herman, really, you can't.
There you are, see, he's quieting down.
He's terrified.
I'll let him sit there a bit so he gets used to it.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This isn't right.
There's only one way to teach a child what's right.
The rain, Herman. The rain.
I let the rain fall. But this rain is beautiful. And whoever sees beauty will never get old. Will never die. I let the fear fall on me like rain, but never again. Let it fall. Let it tumble. Let it pour down in droves, because this is life. This is life. This is the rain raining on the life I didn't have. The life I missed. The life I have now. The life I haven't known. For a second. For a moment. For one bliss-filled moment. This is the rain.
Franz. Franz. Can you hear me?
Dora.
My Franz.
Was I successful?
Oh, yes, my handsome man. You were very successful.
Who?
Max. I told him to burn everything when I'm gone. Best that way.
Okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't all they hoped I would be.
Yes, my sweet.
Tell them goodbye.
I will.
Dora, I have loved you. And I will love you. Evermore.
I love you too, Franz. You will be happy. I promise. You will be happy.
Give me one more hour. Give me one more day. I need one more week. Please let me stay. Give me one more month. Give me one more year. Let me live my life again. Let me live it with you here.
Franz Kafka died at an inexpensive sanatorium at Kehling, near Vienna, in the summer of 1924. He was 40. He did not receive permission to marry Dora. His parents, Hermann and Julie Kafka, died in 1931 and 1934. His three sisters were killed in Nazi concentration camps. In her obituary of Kafka, Milena Jasenska wrote, "He was too clear-sighted and too wise to be able to live. He was too weak to fight. He had that weakness of noble, beautiful people who are not able to do battle against the veer of misunderstandings, unkindness, or intellectual lies. Such persons know beforehand that they are powerless, and go down in defeat in such a way that they shame the victor." Milena was sent to Ravensbrück concentration camp because of her sympathy for the Jewish people. She died there in 1944. Having been twice engaged to Kafka, Felice Bauer found happiness elsewhere. Dora Diamant never recovered from her loss. She died in London on August 15th, 1952. Franz Kafka's writing survived, despite his request to have it burned. It remains one of the foremost bodies of literature to emerge from Europe's bloody, blighted, and ruinous 20th century.
In Kafka the Musical by Murray Gold, Franz Kafka was played by David Tennant. Milena was played by Naomi Frederick, Felice by Jessica Raine, and Dora by Emerald O'Hanrahan. The father was David Fleischman, and the mother, Joanna Munro. Other parts were played by Trevor Allen Davis and Brian Bowles. The music was written and performed by Murray Gold. The director was Jeremy Mortimer.